You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cubs and Diamondbacks. Jake Arrieta going for win number 12. He'd be squaring off against Zach Godley. We'll take it to the top of the first. Godley facing Victor Caratini.
With two outs and a 3-2 pitch coming up to Caratini.
There they go. Here it is. And he struck him out swinging. But the ball gets by Iannetta. Runner coming to the plate. The throw to Godley. And he is safe at the plate. And the Cubs get a lead. Bryant running all the way on a strike three that got away from Iannetta. And he comes in to score ahead of the tag of Godley. And Chicago on top, 1-0, although the Diamondbacks are looking in the dugout. And the 2-2 pitch to Goldie on the way. And he struck him out swinging. Got him with a fastball low. And Goldie is a strikeout victim, number 5 of the day for Arrieta. And that's out number 1 of the inning. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. He tied him up inside with a fastball. The inning's over. So Arrieta keeps the lead, but he gives up his first run of the afternoon. No hits in the inning. A man left. We'll head to the top of the 6th. Cubs come to bat, leading the Diamondbacks 2-1. Barrett to Baez. And a fly ball to left, and Baez has just touched them all. A three-run homer on a 1-2 pitch, and the Cubs lead goes to 5-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Happ, and he launches one to right. Back-to-back go the Cubs, and their lead goes to 6-1. High drive, center field by Bryant, and it's going to go. Third home run given up by Barrett, and it's 7-1 Chicago.
7-2 Cubs is your final score. The Diamondbacks have now lost 6 of their last 8. Jake Arrieta improves to 12-8. He goes 6 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits with 6 strikeouts. Torey Lovello and the Diamondbacks lose 7-2 against the Cubs on Sunday and have now lost 6 of their last 8 games. Here's what Lovello had to say.
Godley did a tremendous job. After a couple early hiccups, he pitched into the 6th inning. And you know, once again, a number of strikeouts held a very offensive team in check and gave us a chance to stay in the ball game. I thought offensively, things were moving in a good direction against a guy that's had real good stuff for several years in Jake Arrieta, and you know we were trying to create some opportunities, and it seemed like every time we did have something, we couldn't take advantage of some mistakes that he was making. But I mean, that's the nature of the game. And I think the key for me was the big blow by Bias.
What went into the decision to pitch to him versus?
Well, I just think traditionally Bias doesn't have a tremendous amount of success when you're comparing left-right splits. I just like the matchup. I think all indications were pointing towards Jake's stuff having a better conclusion than it did. And just unfortunately, I think there was a number of – I think the count was 1-2, right? And I think he just tried to bury a breaking ball and hung it. Like I said, good hitters take advantage of those moments. I mean, we've had some good and bad moments. We've gone out there and put ourselves in a position to win more than 2 games. I know it's a 2-4 homestand so far. But, you know, you're talking about one of the teams that is pacing themselves in the National League, in the LA Dodgers, and we played them good and tough, which is fantastic. And then the defending National or World Series champions come in here, and we played them tough, and that's fantastic. But that's not what we're about. We're about doing a little bit more than that. So, and winning games. And I think our guys understand that. I think they're all a little bit frustrated right now. But I know they're going to be ready for tomorrow and the challenges that the Houston Astros are going to present.
Are you something about Zach that maybe, if not his ace stuff, he still almost gave you 6 innings?
Yeah, you could see that he was grinding. I think he had good shape to breaking ball. He was breaking ball early, and then you know, the fastball maybe wasn't exactly where he wanted it. And I know there's a slip and fall that led to one of the runs where there's a swing and miss strikeout, and unfortunately got away from the catcher. But those aren't typical things that you see every day, and things may have not been as crisp and as sharp throughout the entire day for Zach, but he did a great job. A great job of battling and keeping us in the game.
You touched on the 8th
Well, yeah, I mean, we can look at it any which way we really want to, but I feel like we should have had better execution. It was just poor execution, and yeah, if you make mistakes, then that's what's going to happen in this game. And you know, Baez is a guy that loves the moment. He loves to be up there in that situation with that personality, and you know, he was waiting for that mistake. So I think we helped create that moment. We just didn't execute, and I know that the plan was in place to do a better job, but unfortunately, it just didn't happen. So that's the part of baseball that just happens, where you get beat when you don't execute.
Coming from Boston, where it's traditionally all Red Sox fans, and this past week you get to see the mixture of fans that came into Chase Field. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I have been a part of something very similar where fans come into to opposing stadiums and take over the stadium, and it seems like there's a number of Chicago Cub fans here, and they deserve that. They've been around a long time. They're a successful franchise, and I know that they probably feel the support of what's going on. So how do I feel about it happening here at Chase? I don't feel great about it. I don't think anybody does, but you have to respect what they do and how they support their team.
Where do you feel your team's at right now with some of the little things, the fundamental things that shouldn't necessarily slump that baseball kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, I think we're just kind of wandering and drifting through certain segments of the game that have cost us. There are games where we're sharp and on point, and we end up winning those games. And, you know, that's how this game gets at this time of the year, and that's something I've been talking about, is that when you make mistakes, good teams are going to capitalize on it. So we're going to try to eliminate those drifting moments and stay on point. It's really, really important. The Chicago Cubs are fighting for the same chunk of land basically today, right? So teams are winning and losing, and we're all in pennant races, and it's awesome. There's nothing better. We should embrace that and be at our very best. So that's what I want to make sure that our guys do. They come out and play their very best when they're supposed to.
Monday, the Cubs host the Reds for a series in Chicago, same day that Diamondbacks will host the Astros for a series in Phoenix.